As we come to the table of the Lord this morning, as always, we have the instruction of Jesus that when we partake of these elements, it's a cup of wine, piece of broken bread before us, as we partake, here's the instruction. Do this in memory of me. We began in the teaching this morning to speak of the traditions of men making void the Word of God. And where great truths are revealed by God, be assured the God of this world, that is the devil, is right there attempting to twist and turn our eyes from the truth. And no place is it more apparent in this Christian walk than at this table of the Lord. You know, some say it takes me 2 weeks to prepare that I might partake at this table. Others say only if you're baptized into our church. Others say that we have to examine ourselves to see whether we're worthy. Now, I'm not debating the translation of 1 Corinthians 11 by the King James translators, which says, let a man examine himself. That really is a poor translation. The word in the Greek speaks of approving of the message, whether it is real or not. It is not speaking to the worthiness of the participant. It's asking the question, is the remembrance of Christ and what he did at this table the truth or not? Now, we're not going in to the apologetic this morning as to whether or not it is true what Christ has done for us. We are declaring it. Isaiah 53 says, King James, who has believed our report? The Hebrew has it, who has amend our report. Who has put no doubt in the report done 700 years before the birth of Christ by Isaiah the prophet in this most wonderful chapter called 53 of Isaiah? The question is, who has put no doubt in the report? This communion table is another opportunity that God has presented to us to declare our faith. Declare our faith in what? In Jesus and what He has done. What's our job? Our job, or our responsibility at this table, is not only to remember Christ, but to understand what He has done and by faith in taking this cup and this bread, faithing upon it or acting upon what's declared in this chapter and this morning, this is sufficient. You don't need to go beyond what Isaiah is reporting, what Isaiah, by the Spirit of God, is declaring unto us. I'm not going to go through the whole chapter. I want to concentrate on two verses or one word in two verses. In Isaiah 53:4, it says, "Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." I've spoken many times as to the inadequacy of the King James translators in what in the Hebrew Isaiah is truly declaring. A better translation is, "Surely He has borne our holy sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, and carried the pains thereof away." That word in the Hebrew, carried, is saval. It means to bear, to carry. It means to receive. I'll hold on to that for a moment. We find same word in the wow, that's funny. In the 11th verse, I'm sorry for the delay, wherein it says, he, that is God, shall see the travail of his, that is Jesus' soul, and God shall be satisfied. By his, that is Jesus' knowledge, shall my righteous servant, that is Jesus, justify, tzedek, that is righteousify many. Why? For he shall bear, saval, their iniquities. Fourth verse, they translate the word carried. 11th verse, they translate the word bear. Therefore, the definition, sabal, to bear or to carry. It says, he shall carry the pains. He shall bear, he shall carry the iniquities. He shall bear their sins. This is a revelation, it is a declaration by God as to what Jesus Christ has done. What he has done. What's our job? To believe is, I don't believe it, I don't find the word to be adequate. To trust is better. To lean on is a picture of trust. We take these elements, which is an action, and the action is based on belief, that is, an assent of the mind to what the heart agrees to. And we do it with confidence because God has declared it to us. That's our job. By faith, are we, it says, by grace, by unmerited favor, are you saved through faith? This table is that opportunity to take action based on a belief sustained by confidence in what God has declared, and God has declared that not only did Jesus bear our sins, but He bore and carried away the pains of our sicknesses. And the fifth verse goes on to say that by His stripes, that is, that which Jesus did, we are healed. And the foundation for the righteousness not only of Christ, but through Christ, that God has made available to us was done, completed, Jesus said, "It is finished," was done when He bore and carried away our sins. In one of the lexicons, it goes into a little further elaboration on this word saval, to bear, to carry, to receive. To receive what? The penalties which another deserved. Now that's you and me. And He actually bore our sins. Every evangelical Christian almost every Christian religion agrees with that declaration. At the God School, at this table, we do with thanksgiving. And by the way, that word is thanksgiving is the translation of that Greek word which has come into the English language, Eucharist, thanksgiving. That's what this table is. We recognize, we discern, we don't deserve it. It's by grace. But we do discern what Christ has done. And in a, this is kind of a, what's the word I want to use? Duplication of meaning in a faithing action, and faith is action. We take these elements, thanking Jesus thanking our Father who was in Christ, reconciling the world. How did he do it? He bore our iniquities. He saval. He bore. He carried away our iniquities. And also all our sicknesses and infirmities. We take these elements, the cup, thanking God in Christ for taking upon himself our sins, that by him we are justified, we are righteousified. By Jesus, by unmerited favor, we take the cup with thanksgiving. And we take the bread, declaring with our mouth that which God has declared, which is by his stripes we were healed. Not only by what Jesus did, but now, through faith, being placed in Christ Jesus, there's no glory to us in this activity, but we give all glory to God with understanding he did it in Jesus. No doubt. Amen.